Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 55. We read, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. That's really sound wisdom, is to think about and to remember God's name and to remember who he is. And of course, his name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run in and find safety, find rest from the bizarre world that we live in. That's what the psalmist was doing. You know, one thing that I think it's so wise for us, especially before we go to sleep, is to think on who the Lord is and maybe set some time aside to read God's word and read a psalm. Maybe you have through the Bible study program where you're just reading God's word. It's so refreshing to read God's word. I think there's a real danger that where we could just in the evening is plop down in front of the TV and allow it to kind of to soothe us or try to soothe us for a few hours before we go to bed. And, you know, I was having a tendency just to want to turn on the news and to listen to them, but I was finding them. They were just kind of arguing amongst themselves, and I was finding myself being drawn into the argument as I was listening, and I was getting myself all worked up, and then I was trying to go to sleep that night. I didn't find that to be very restful. So I've stopped doing that, and I'm trying to do what the psalmist here says, is to remember the name of the Lord in the night. As he says, I've kept thy law. I love it in Psalm 42, verse 8, he says, and the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto my God of my life. And once again, the singing, the songs, and make a melody within our hearts as we lay in bed or as we finish up our evening is so good. I know in some days it seems like my wife and I are just having very, very busy days. From work or the things that she's doing or the things I'm involved in doing. And what we find that what we like to do is, as we put in our bedroom, just very softly, to have the praise music playing. And so as we're sleeping that night, as we would wake in the night, the praise songs that we have, praise strings or the praise albums, as we hear those, then that is what's soothing our spirits. And we wake up there in the night, and we wake up in the morning so refreshed as we sing our songs unto the Lord. In Psalm 63:6, we read, when I remember thee upon my bed, and I meditate on thee in the night watches. And so here we see the psalmist is saying is that he upon his bed as he's falling asleep at night, he's thinking on the Lord. I think that, again, is so wise that our final thoughts are upon the Lord. Maybe there's a scripture that you can meditate on before you go to sleep. And then as you wake up, is that we would discipline our minds and our hearts is to seek the Lord during our nighttime. In Psalm 77, verse 6, he says, I called to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart and my spirit. It made a diligent search, otherwise as he would wake up and during the night, or that he would turn and shift his thoughts to the Lord. So beautiful that we do that. In Job, I love this, in Job chapter 35, verse 10, you might want to look this up. He says, but none says, but where is God my maker? It says, who giveth songs in the night. God will give us a melody. God will give us a song. I think some of the best songs ever given probably happened during the middle of the night. Of course, we forget to write them down. We forget what the melody might be once we get up in the morning. But there's a song that God gives between you and him, a chance to commune with him, a chance to draw close to him. May we just take advantage of our time in the night to think about the Lord and to pray to him. Certainly Jesus set an example for us. In Luke chapter 6, verse 12, it says that it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain and prayed, and continued, notice, all night in prayer to God. Jesus set an example for us how he was spending time in prayer. the nighttime. What is different in the days, it's normally a lot quieter, isn't it? And you have a chance to gather your thoughts. And you could take time and utilize our time that we have to talk to the Lord. A lot of times during the day, there's so many people pulling at us in so many different directions. We don't really have that quiet time. But in the nighttime, we certainly can. And Jesus said, or it speaks about Jesus there in Luke chapter 6, that he continued all night in prayer. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9, he says, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, my spirit within me will I seek thee early." Otherwise, in Isaiah, he says that even during the night hours, I'm going to desire to know the Lord. I'm going to seek him and develop the strength that I can have from the Lord. And I think it's so important that we do that. I think it's also, we always want to kind of remember how this actually plays out in life. Paul and Silas, of course, we have the beautiful story there in Acts chapter 16 as they were there in the city of Philippi. As they were just going down to the river, it tells us to pray with the ladies, as there wasn't a synagogue in the city at that time. And along the way, they met this young gal that was possessed with a demon, and they finally told her to, you know, told the demon to come out of her, and she became right in her mind, and she, you know, obviously she was sitting there, and she had her sanity returned to her. Well, the local people didn't like that. In fact, they were making money off of her because she was a fortune teller. And the story tells us that they trumped up these charges and they brought Paul and Silas before the magistrates and the local town guys there, and they beat them. It tells us they laid many stripes upon Paul and Silas, and they threw them into the innermost part of the jail. And they put them in stocks. Otherwise, they locked them up and made sure they were secure. And so it tells us, the story goes on, that as their backs were opened up from their wounds and as they were badly beaten, they said at midnight, you know, I don't know about you, but I would hope I would be like Paul and Silas. You know, I would probably think that maybe I would be sleeping or complaining or something or saying, woe is me. But I pray that we would take our understanding what Paul and Silas was doing there at midnight, because we find them. The Bible tells us there in chapter 16, verse 25, he says that at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. He says that Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Isn't it amazing what we could do during the nighttime, the source of strength that we can have as we pray, as we call upon the Lord, and the really strength that we get as we sing praises unto the Lord. Our psalmist says to us, he says, "I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and I have kept thy law." May we just do that. May we exhort ourselves to remember the name of the Lord, and that we would sing our praises unto him. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.